As we age, sometimes we forget the effect of the years as they pass. Delmarva Public Media essayist George Merrill writes that such a moment occurred during a simple walk with a cane.
I've been walking with a cane for a while, mostly around the house. Then I abandoned it, doing well without it. One day I took an extended walk around my neighborhood. Not being that confident of my gait, I consider the practicality of using the cane to avoid falling, but my pride resisted it mightily. Why not get into the practices appropriate to the next phase of my life? I lectured myself half-heartedly. Consider the cane a kind of warm-up for the future. I only hoped no one would see me. Taking the cane turned out to be a good call, but not without some hard lessons. I walked up the driveway out onto the street. I noticed that the cane assisted me in making a surer footing. This increased my confidence. It had been shaken in the last few months. Now, with the cane, I walked longer while experiencing little pain. I was getting into it, placing the cane deliberately to the ground, listening as it struck, tapping rhythmically in sync with my stride. It seemed like a dance. It was neat. Walking along smartly, I felt proud. Wasn't this like my good old days? Emotionally buoyed, I tucked the cane under my arm, fancying myself a Marine officer in a movie I'd once seen. He carried a swagger stick tucked under his arm. I picked up my pace confidently, felt jubilant, imperious, like a commander reviewing his troops, the measure of his authority and command resting tidily under his arm. Was he cool or what? Was I cool or what? I didn't see the rock. I stepped on it. It turned my foot abruptly. I stumbled just enough to throw me off balance, but not to drop me to the ground. I quickly retrieved my step. Humbled, I returned the cane to its proper use. I thought more highly of my new mobility than I thought to, or perhaps more accurately, thought of myself as someone I simply wasn't. I was playing that mind game that old men play. They're sure they can do things the way they used to. My world view was simple and practical then. Dishes were there to be washed and dried and put away swiftly so I could get on with more important things. Rush everything I am doing so I can get on to the next thing. When I took the cane from the ground, tucked it under my arm, and turned it into a swagger stick, I lost awareness of where I was in my world. I surrendered alertness for an illusion. In the here and now, my world was in fact right under my feet, touching it with every step. As I noticed my steps, I also noticed how the ground was strewn with small affirmations of life, past and present. Some were endearing, like the undulating bodies of the woolly bears, executing their tasks of crossing the road to find a place of refuge for the winter. I finally stopped playing soldier. I got real and resumed walking with the cane. George Merrill on the shore.